As always at this time, we take a look through the morning's papers. And joining me to do that today is digital marketing expert James Reynolds. Welcome to the programme. Thanks for coming in.
Andrew, great to be here. I think it's about 10 months since I popped by on the show before, and it's great to be back. What
have
we got in the papers?
We've got plenty to get through in the papers as normal. We want to talk about what you've done, first of all. So I've decided to call you a digital marketing expert because you've built up quite a big career, a very successful career in digital marketing. And how did it all start off?
A little by chance, actually. I've always been a marketer. I've done a lot of offline marketing, direct mail in the previous business that I was running. And then digital was something that I stumbled across probably 5 years ago now, and have really just been running with it ever since. I just find it a much more viable platform. I mean, everyone's online as they are today, and we'll talk about that, I think, perhaps in some of the stories today. And it's a much better medium to use than some of the traditional forms. So,
but then on the flip side, because everyone's online, it's very easy to get lost and disappear into the mass.
That's very true. Yeah, we're not just competing for attention, against other marketers. We're now competing against, brothers, sisters, cats falling out of trees on YouTube. I mean, all of that stuff. There's so much demand for attention with multiple platforms as well. People carrying around mobile phones, and they've got their computers on, and they've got maybe their TV on. There's so many data sources. It's very, very hard to cut through the clutter sometimes.
So one of the things that you specialised in was search engine optimization, known as SEO.
Yeah.
I assume that means that you are able to help companies get them to the top of search engine sites to make them seen.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So we help companies get positioned at the top of the search results for the terms that are relevant to them and their business. So if someone is typing their business terms in, we make sure that they hopefully get appearing at the top of the results and one of the first to be found.
So it would seem to me that if you're doing a business, you've got an online presence, you would have to try and think of words that people would be writing in to a search site, which would then get you found.
Yep, that's...
But there could be so many different words that would be very closely resembling what you do that you might not even think to have associated with your site.
Yeah, and the stats are something like, I think it's between 30 and 50% of search terms that are typed into Google have actually never been searched before, because so many people use different syntaxes and word patterns to basically try and search for the same thing. You can have a never-ending long list of sort of keywords, if you like. But there are certain terms that people generally use, and those are typically the ones that you want to rank for.
So when you're putting together a package for a company, how do you start going through what they do to start gathering those keywords?
It's understanding what the business does, and not just what they do, but also what drives their profit. And there'll be certain categories or products within their business that are probably responsible for the vast majority of their business and their profit and bottom line. So once we know what that is, we can then use Google's own data to determine how people are searching for those particular items. And then we look at their competitors and how strong their SEO is, and just see whether it's achievable for that company to move past the competition into the top spot. So there's a lot of science in it. Thankfully, there's a huge amount of data available from Google themselves that makes that process a little bit easier to actually decipher, and you can actually approach it from a very mathematical point of view.
And in these days, how important is it for companies to ensure that they are at the top of the lists?
Oh, hugely, hugely important. Yeah. Where do people turn to if they're looking for something? If they haven't already got a referral, they just Google it. I mean, it's almost become a commonly used term in itself, right? So it's hugely important. Even if there's not a huge amount of search traffic for their particular product line, still from a branding and positioning standpoint, if they want to position themselves, appropriately in the market, they can't be found on page 10. They have to be right up there and really showing themselves as one of the forerunners within their industry.
So it seems to me that that would be a fairly obvious thing to do. You go on your site, if you're checking your own company, you want to make sure it's at the top. And if it's not, then you're obviously going to be missing out on potential customers.
Yep.
So Are companies making the most of SEOs?
Well, I think some are. Certainly in this region, it is a sort of a growing industry. I think people are now much more aware of SEO and the need for it now than they ever were before. Are they all taking appropriate action to get their own SEO sorted? Well, not everyone, but I think there's a strong movement in the right direction. Everyone could do a lot more than they're doing right now, put it that way.
And we were talking off air about, you were telling me that the whole dynamic of selling has changed because of the explosion of online websites.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, the statistics are that 70% of a sales decision will typically be made before a prospect reaches out to a company. And that's because the information that supports them going forward with a sale, researching the product, you know, the benefits, the specifications can all happen online before they make a decision. So we were talking about the example of a car. Like if we go into a dealership now, we'll probably know as much as the salesperson, if not more, about that car before we walk into the dealership. So the salesperson themselves hasn't got so much leverage as they had before in trying to make a transaction happen. There's other dynamics at play.
So if, let's keep on with that example of the car. You know, I'm looking to buy a new car. I'm going through the various websites. First of all, I'll check various review sites and start whittling down my choices based on the various reviews I've read. Also take into account prices and all that kind of thing, but we've done all that. Then I get to the websites of the various car companies. Now, if one of the websites is not particularly informative, has problems in loading speed, does not have a very user-friendly interface, when I click on a link, it's broken.
Yep.
Then that will put me off, wouldn't it?
Oh, totally, yeah. I mean, if the website doesn't work, you know, what's that say about the business? So there's certainly going to be aspects that would put a consumer off if the website was poor, because that's their face into the marketplace. But I think there's other things that should be considered. And using the example of the car, as the car dealership, they want to be as helpful as possible to that prospect to move them forward with the decision. So if they're in the market for a car, you told me you're in the market for a Porsche, Andrew, just before the show.
Of course.
So if someone's looking for a Porsche, they're probably also considering another car in that space. So maybe a Ferrari model or a Jaguar, whatever it happens to be.
That's more my level, yeah.
More your level, perfect. So the Porsche dealership should really measure up their own car next to the Jaguar, next to the Ferrari, so they can help the consumer understand the differences between each model. Also, difference between, you know, the payment plans that are available to them. I mean, all the different questions that a prospect might have before making a decision, they should try and answer on the website, so that when it comes to that prospect walking into the dealership, it really is just the case of taking an order, because they've taken away all of the questions. They've built up a huge amount of trust with that particular prospect, that it's just a matter of literally just signing on the dotted line and taking the order.
See, when you say it like that, it seems so obvious, but many companies aren't doing that. Is it a question of time? Is it a question of money? Is it a question of just a lack of understanding?
Yeah, I think perhaps all of that. One of the biggest things that I come up against advising businesses is that they feel they kind of have some sort of secret source or some special knowledge around their market that their competitors don't, and they don't want to give that away. Well, it's rubbish. I mean, you know, everyone knows pretty much the same level of stuff. There's very few industry secrets left out there, but they withhold those and don't seem willing to actually put out content, and that's holding them back. If they don't come to the market with that information, their competitors will. So I think it's that, and also just the resources to go out and create content. It does take time, and it's a, you know, a slightly slow burning marketing system, at least at the start, and a lot of people give up. But once you keep at it and you build up that, you know, sort of big basis of content, they'll do really well.
Right, we're nearly done, James. Thank you very much for coming in. If people want to find out more about what you do and how they can help, how you can help them, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Yeah, I've got a website called veravo.com, V-E-R-A-V-O.com, where I put out a lot of information around some of the topics we discussed about today and much, much more. It's a great way for people to get information. If I can also help them get more traffic to their website and build more visibility for them online, there's places to connect with me there also.
All right, veravo.com is where you need to go. James Reynolds, digital marketing expert, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Andrew.